News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. And another guest,
absolutely,
but we have an important guest.
Sure, we have our board chair-elect with us. So Debbie Ellers will be our board chair next year for the board, so starting in March of next year. And so she's going to give just kind of a few perspectives on board involvement and things like that for United Way. But first of all, I wanted to wrap up kind of our community campaign effort. We've kind of been saying we were closing that pretty soon. And if you can believe it, we're already kind of doing some early kickoff stuff for our next campaign. So there's not a whole lot of downtime in between things. But we now kind of have all results in, and we're happy to say that we overall stayed about level on between our combined campaign, that's between state employee charitable campaign and our community campaign. Where we saw the growth was in state employee charitable campaign, and we had some decline in our community campaign. So we're a little bummed about that, but we're also excited about the growth in our state employee charitable campaign.
And if you can break down those numbers.
Sure. So in our state employee charitable campaign, our total was right around $570,000. I think it was like $200 short of that. That's up 6% from 2015. And then on our community campaign side, we came in at right around $625,000, which is about 5% down from 2015. So we did see a reduction there, or a decline there, and we're hoping to kind of turn that around and grow this next coming year.
And Debbie, not a stranger to the WTAW airways with your work with the city of College Station, want to get into why you are doing this for United Way in a little bit, but let's continue the recap of the two campaigns. You're stepping into a situation then where not as much money was raised for the community campaign. Reasons that you and the staff have been able to come up with about that?
Well, this has been a challenging year for our community. There's a lot of growth, but then there's a lot of challenges that our employers face and employees face. There's rising costs in the community. There's a little bit of uncertainty. I think we've talked about affordable housing issues in the community. So our residents are facing more and more costs for living here. And so I think that translates into maybe a little bit less charitable giving. There's also been a change in the way you give. You know, there's so many different opportunities to give. And we encourage people, if they don't choose to support United Way, support something that you're passionate about, because there are so many growing needs in our community. It takes our community to support our residents that are in need.
Allison, from an administrative standpoint then, with the community campaign, the agencies, I'm sure, have already been notified, and if you can share with us what the process is there.
Yeah, so we work with an amazing group of nonprofit organizations that are as supportive to us as we are to them, if not more so. And we went to them earlier in the year and said, you know, campaign's trending a little bit lower than where we were, our goal was to be, and we're trending a little behind last year. So just be aware that this could be a tough year. And ultimately, it came down to we were able to stabilize their funding this year. Part of that had to do with some internal changes with one of our programs, changing who's managing it. So we're not going to be putting those grant funds there. But we were able to maintain their funding. But they kind of anticipated that there would be a decline. And we have that written in our agreement that as campaign grows, we will put more money into the grant fund. And as campaign declines, we may have to pull back from that grant fund. But they're coming into a year two of a two-year grant. And so we were really excited. The board approved this last Thursday for us to stabilize their funding for this year, and that they won't have a change in their grant funds for the coming year.
And that's through reserves then?
No, it's actually just an internal adjustment that we're not providing a grant to one program who's no longer offering that program, or an organization that's no longer offering that program. They kind of canceled that program or that grant fund. So those funds kind of happen to be almost exactly what we needed, and we kind of just figured out a way to get the other $3,000 to make that whole. So we just did some internal reorganization, I guess you could say, in order to make sure that our agencies were taken care of.
Again, continuing our recap of the 2016-17 community campaign, Debbie, let's move into 2017-2018. What's on the horizon?
Yes, we're already planning. We actually have a new development director, so she has hit the ground running. She's out there meeting businesses in the area. She's trying to develop new relationships so that we can expand this opportunity of giving to more and more of the employees in the community. It takes those employees. You know, United Way is a volunteer-driven organization. It takes the volunteers to make the decisions, to look at the needs, and then to allocate the funds. It takes volunteers to run those campaigns to make sure that that money gets collected to support the programs of our partner agencies. So we have hit the ground running. We expect big things. We have Over the Edge that will kick off our campaign in September. So we're very excited about that. And then we're just excited to bring the United Way messages to more and more people in our community.
And Allison, we talk about that year-round, about the opportunities that are out there that are available. And while you have the board and you have volunteers that are working to create those opportunities, also want to continue reminding listeners that there's never a bad time to get a presentation.
Sure, absolutely. For us internally, campaign years are kind of a flip of a switch. Like one turns off, the next one turns on. We're kind of constantly out there working. And that is that we're trying to be responsive to those businesses that, historically United Way has really done a push in the fall. And we would love to get campaigns in the fall. But if that doesn't work for a business, that's okay. We'll work around that. We'll come out and meet with your employees when it's appropriate for your employees and for you. And I also go with, just because maybe workplace campaign doesn't work for you doesn't mean that you can't work with United Way and you can't be supportive of United Way. There's ways corporately to be involved. There's ways for individuals to still be involved that bypasses payroll deduction completely if that's something that you just don't want to get into. The biggest thing is that if you and your employees believe in fighting for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in the community, United Way is a great place to corporately do that together. And the beautiful thing about United Way is that coming together as a team, that individuals working and giving individually is great, but when you work together and do it, the dollar amount doesn't become as much as the volume of the work when you're working together. United Way, there's no gift that's insignificant to us. If it's 50 cents a week, if it's $5 a week, it makes no difference to us from a value standpoint. They are all valuable because it's all those individual gifts coming together to raise, $625,000 in a year, which is pretty impressive. I mean, we can kind of look at the, oh, bummer, it's down a little bit, but that's still a really impressive thing that our community comes together and just says, we're going to fight together and we're going to tackle these issues together.
Debbie, you want to get back around to your interest in United Way, the Brazos Valley, and I'm guessing maybe part of that's an extension of what you do in your real life with the city of College Station. You might want to acquaint listeners, if they're not familiar with the work that you do with the city, and how that extends then to United Way.
Yes, sir. I'm the Director of Community Services, and one of the things my department does is we manage the federal grants that the city receives from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And we take those funds and address the needs of our low and moderate income population. So through that job, we're constantly assessing the needs of the community. We're assessing what programs are out there to address those needs, where there's gaps in services, and we see growing needs. Every day we get calls from people that are desperate for some type of assistance. And so that directly relates to my work with United Way, because United Way helps fund those partner agencies that are providing those services. So it's critical that we have organizations like United Way and the partner agencies to help address those needs.
And really the key is that United Way is a cooperative, a collection, and you can see multiple agencies. And from what Allison's been talking about in recent years, the increased emphasis on having these agencies try to collaborate even more to get the bigger bang out of the buck.
Right. It's critical that we're all talking. We're all sitting around the table. We're talking about the needs and how we can address those needs. And that's one of the things that United Way does, is pull everybody together to talk about it. We do that through our agencies. We do that through our community impact committees. We're talking about how we can help people. And it takes a collaborative effort to do that.
What else do we need to bring up, Allison? This is the week for Day of Action. Understand you've got your volunteers ready to roll there.
Yeah, we are so blessed to be working with, I think there's 125 or so volunteers, that we are pretty much tapped out on volunteers. We may still have a couple spots available, but we're going to be putting together 3,000 baby bundles, and those will be delivered to the hospitals to be given to new deliveries there to every child that is born in the Brazos Valley. And that's part of our tackling, ensuring that every single baby has a book within their home, inside their home, within the first year of life. life. And, you know, that's just one aspect, and just this kind of to dovetail off of what Debbie said, of looking at that kind of holistic community health is really what we're looking at. And it's not health in the physical doctor checkup way, but just what does our community need? Looking at that from a very broad perspective and saying who's doing what, and when there's not someone doing something, let's dig in and tackle that. And that's kind of where the baby bundles came from. We identified that children are growing up in homes without books. That's not good enough for us, and so we're going to tackle that until we've obliterated it if we can.
And then an ongoing reminder, it's not too late to register for Over the Edge in September.
Of course. Over the Edge is coming up September 7th. I know Debbie is already registered and raising her money to go again this year. She raised a lot last year and had a fun experience with that. Probably enjoyed her rappel a whole lot more than I enjoyed her. She looked like she had a big old smile on her face when she was going, more so than I did. But it's still a great event to kick off our community campaign, to get involved. A really great way to get involved in a non-traditional way with United Way. There's still lots of spots available, and people are registering weekly. You would get one or two new registrants every week. And it's not that hard to raise your money either. It's all about your connections and who you know, and just asking, tapping into those. We had someone who registered the other day, and within 24 hours, she had like $800 already to her fund. So it can be done. It can be done quickly. It can be done pretty effortlessly. And just it's connecting with the people that you care about and that you know about, and saying, this is why I believe in United Way and why I believe in working for our community, and jumping in.
Online, the information is where?
Of course, there's uwbv.org, or you can go to overtheedgebrazosvalley.org if you're looking for specific Over the Edge information. And you can always check us out on Facebook as well.
And that's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince, Debbie Eller with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.